Well, if you have not had a chance to see St. Luke Productions' live performance of Vianney, now is your chance. It is coming to Christ the King Parish in Milwaukee, and here's a preview.
Vianney.
In a time of darkness, one unlikely man revealed the light.
We shall see him, my children. We shall see him direct. We shall see God.
I stole everything they had.
Go and sin no more.
Visit VianneyDrama.com to see when St. John Vianney will be visiting your area. VianneyDrama.com.
Well, St. John Vianney, Vianney is visiting your area, and that is November 5th, this Friday evening, 7 p.m., again, at Christ the King Parish in Milwaukee. Going to be a wonderful show, and the voice you just heard right there, of course, is the star of Vianney and the founder and president of St. Luke Productions. He is Leonardo DeFilippis. Good morning, Leonardo.
Good morning, David. God bless you on this beautiful All Saints Day.
Thank you so much. God bless you as well. And yeah, perfect timing to talk about Vianney on All Saints Day, of course, being the saint that he is now. And, you know, we talked with Monsignor John Syak at Christ the King Parish on Friday, of course, where the show will be this Friday evening. And we talked a little bit about his inspiration with Vianney. And again, share that story. It's a great story about how you and he kind of connected with Vianney.
Yes, it was a wonderful experience. We had known each other before with a number of other shows, you know, the Gospel of John and some of the other ones that I had done for him at his small parish in Jervis at the time. And then he inspired me and encouraged me to do a show on St. John Vianney. That was for the 150th anniversary of his death. So that was in 2009, 2010. And as we were preparing all that, then the Pope Benedict eventually declared that to be the year of the priest. And so we have this show, and he helped me with not just the theme, which is the theme of this, the theme of the of Vianney, but the theme of the priesthood is the Sacred Heart, because it opened on the Feast of the Sacred Heart at that time. And that really is, you know, the outpouring of the priest's heart for souls, to bring them to heaven. And so that became the theme that Monsignor Syak helped me with. And then he gave me different, you know, vestments that I could borrow and to utilize at the time when I was preparing. So, and then all of a sudden he calls me up and says, Leonardo, I can't come to the opening of the show because I've been called by the Pope to go to Rome.
That's right.
And then the rest was history.
Yeah.
So we've never seen it. And so that's why one reason we're going to Christ the King, so that he himself can see it and all the different people in the parish and the public can come.
Yeah, I think that's awesome when he said that when we talked on Friday, saying he's never seen it, even though an inspiration there to see it. And I have seen it, and it is a wonderful performance that you put on there. And I'll tell you, it's dramatic. I mean, there's some scenes in there where you have to battle with the devil.
Absolutely. He's one of the many saints have been attacked by the real presence of the devil, but John Vianney, in a particular way, and it's been recorded a lot, is maybe one of the more attacked people by the saints, by the devil himself. So I think that's what's remarkable about the show, is that the devil does indeed exist, and he is always battling with us and trying to distract us from God. So, you know, on this beautiful day, you know, All Saints, you know, it's the saints that help us, not to give us the, you know, the grace and the focus and the trust in God, so that we can battle evil, sin, the devil, you know, in order to go forward and to have a vision, I think, of heaven, a desire. I think that's what's so beautiful, David, about the saints, is that their main focus and their concern is for us to go to heaven.
Right.
They have a shepherd's heart. You know, they care about even the 99th sheep, the last one that strayed away. They want to bring them in because they feel the responsibility to do that, even the worst of sinners.
Mm. Speaking with Leonardo DeFilippis, founder and president of St. Luke Productions and the star of Vianney, coming to Christ the King Parish in Milwaukee this Friday evening, 7 o'clock. Again, this is a free performance, but a free will offering will be taken at the door. So you can show up and enjoy the performance. And I'm thinking about the performance, Leonardo, and describe to our listeners a little bit about the play and how you put it together.
Well, the play itself is originally, everyone, if they've seen me, I'm known for just switching around, putting the cape on, and I'm a different person.
Right.
Or a different actor. But this one, I wanted to have the villagers and the devil and St. Philomena and all these different things happening. So I created the multimedia screen of the actors interacting with St. John Vianney. And so that took a lot of, research, and eventually we were able to do it, as you have seen and many others. Mm-hmm. And so it's very interactive. It's an incredible story, really. As you mentioned, it's very dramatic. It moves very quickly. And there's always, you'll have some very intense scene that almost might frighten you, and the next scene, he's making you.
We just lost Leonardo there.
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, did I disappear?
You disappeared. That's right.
But anyway, yes. I was just mentioning that it's a very dramatic show, and I think that people will evolve for all ages as long as you come and bring your families, and you'll really meet somebody who's so powerful and loving and humble. But at the same time, it's about a story about our times. What's happening, if we were to apply it, what's happening in Oregon right now?
Right.
What's happening in Washington right now, in our country, in our world? It's the same things. People are leaving. They have left the Creator, God, and in this kind of socialist kind of every... We ourselves are God, and God doesn't exist. He's not important. And I think this is a story where this particular Saint John Vianney will give us a lot of confidence in our times.
Well, and what you show in the performance too, and about Saint John Vianney is how many people he brought back to the church through confession.
Absolutely. We know, in at least by records, he probably did more confessions than any other priest in history. And it's an amazing story, really. He would start confessions at 12 midnight, and then go all the way around. He would do his masses and prayers and go all the way around till 10 at night. So you can imagine, we don't know if he slept at all or right. slept much, but he poured himself out for souls, for people. So it's a remarkable story. And he could read minds, too. We know of the modern Saint Padre Pio, but Vianney, one reason confessions went pretty quickly is because he already knew your sins.
Mm.
And so if you didn't say them, he would tell you about
them. That's right. Hey, what about that thing right there? I didn't hear that from you. So, wow, that is amazing. Leonardo DeFilippis, founder and president of St. Luke Productions, star of Vianney Coming to Christ the King Parish in Milwaukee, this Friday evening, 7 o'clock. So as we wrap it up this morning, Leonardo, and we think about Vianney and All Saints, final message when you think about the saints and what they can mean to us.
Well, I think we have to rise up again with Christ, and we must seek the world which is above and set our mind on the things of heaven. I think that's, the saints, we have the All Saints Day, and it's a matter of they're in heaven worshiping God in happiness and joy and peace. And we should long to be with them, with the martyrs, with the saints, with the priests, with the virgins, with all the different type of saints, the patriarchs. And I think that is something that, that's why we exist, because we're eternal beings. And we're here we have been given a gift to live here in order to go to our true home, which is heaven. And that's what the saints are about.
Beautiful.
So I pray that everyone can come to this. As we enter into this month of the saints, really, the souls.
Absolutely. Again, it is Vianney at Christ the King Parish in Milwaukee this Friday evening, 7 o'clock performance. Free to go see, free will offering taken at the door, but really hope that you can go see it. Leonardo, always great to talk with you. Thanks for joining us on this All Saints Day.
Okay, well, God bless you and everything that you're doing there. And blessings upon modern-day listeners. I love you.
Same with St. Luke Productions, Leonardo. God bless.